Things first, rest in peace, Uncle Phil. For real, you the only father that I ever knew. I get my bitch pregnant, I'ma be a better you. What it do, baby boo? We are back with another episode of Self Reflect with Lex. This is season 3, episode 2. And this is the conversation with my triple OG, PJ motherfucking Scott. The topic is, are you grown or not? Take a listen and tell me what you think. Ow.
So, mama, are you grown or not? Like, what makes you grown? What's the definition of really being grown?
Well, the definition to me is you're being able to take care of yourself, you're self-sufficient, you pay your own bills, you make your own money, you buy your own things. You're not depending on your mom, your dad, or somebody else to take care of you.
So, basically, what I'm hearing is that if somebody else is fitting the bill, then I'm not completely grown.
No. No, you're not. Especially if it's a parent, like a mom or dad that's paying your bills. Oh, no, you're not grown. And then if you don't want to hear their mouth, because let me tell you something. If I'm paying your bills, you living under my roof, are you going to abide by my rules? And you're going to hear my say-so and mouth about how you spend your money and what you do. So is that being grown to you?
No.
No.
Because well, that's what happened. That's the rules I had when I was in high school. You was like, you... As long as you live under my roof, you abide by my rules, which is why I got from up under your roof and decided to make my own rules.
Absolutely.
And I was able to stand on my own 2 feet. But at what point do you think, or at what age do you think a person is considered quote unquote grown and should be able to stand on their own 2 feet?
It depends, because people mature faster than others. Some do, some don't. But anyway, my philosophy is, at 18, if you don't go to college, and everybody's not college material, then at 18, you need to be getting a job if you're not going to school.
Okay, so from 18 to what age, though? Like, at what age are you giving them to self-sustain, like, stand on their own 2 feet?
Well, if you remember correctly, I gave you the age 26. So I feel like by then, you have enough time to kind of figure things out, get a pretty decent job, and be able to get your own place and stand on your own 2 feet.
So I would agree with age 26 because I'm 29 now, about to be 30. Yeah, I pretty much know what it is I want to do. But there are some people, like we know some people that's out here not knowing what they want to do, what direction they want to go in. And they 30 and up, or about to hit 30 and up, they not doing nothing with their life. They ain't even planting their feet nowhere, like, job-wise, nothing. They don't know what career path they want to take. I don't even think they really thought about it. And honestly, they're doing stuff I was doing when I was 17 and 18. They getting into relationships and just...
Not knowing what to do with them.
Not knowing what to do with them, sweetie, like...
But yet they're grown.
Puppy love type stuff. They up under each other constantly. We ain't got to do all of it, like... I don't know, y'all. I ain't got time. But I do feel like we are at an age or a point in age where we should be trying to figure out what, or already have a clue of what it is we're doing job-wise, what it is we want when it comes to relationships. Are we going to date with purpose? We should be dating with purposes. We shouldn't just be out here trying to go with the flow. And we should be knowing exactly if we want kids, do we want more kids, if we already have kids, and what direction we want our children to go. So I feel like you should mostly have your life together because you don't have a lot of time to try to figure it out. And I feel like a bunch of people think they get all this time to figure out their life or the plan they want to set for their life. But truth be told, we really don't have all the time in the world.
No, you don't.
Because
time is faster than you think.
And tomorrow's not promised.
Right. You're going to look up and be 40 years old and still doing the same thing.
With nothing to show for it.
There you go.
Like Daddy says, you be out here gold bricking.
Right.
You a gold bricker. You ain't did nothing but sat on your ass all day with your feet propped up, bumming everybody for 10s and 20s. Because supposedly those add up.
Exactly.
I didn't know if you knew that, but they supposedly add up.
What? I mean, they do. They add up.
Not out of my pocket, they don't. The rich people claim that the way you stay rich is by acting like you broke, you poor. So when people come at you and be like, hey, let me hold something, you supposed to be like, I ain't got it. Like, that's how you keep your coins in your pocket, because if you out here balling and giving your money away, you're going to go broke. You're going to be in the same predicament you was when you first started. So my whole thing is, when people ask me for money, it's a no. And then on top of, if you come asking me to borrow some money, I want to know what the money's for, where it's going. And I might actually tell you how you going to spend my money. For real. I ain't going to lie to you.
So in other words, don't ask you.
Yeah, don't ask me. I'm not that friend to ask. Unless you can honestly pay it back, and there's only a couple people I know that's actually paying me back. Mm. So I don't want nobody catch amnesia like, oh, I paid you, or oh, I forgot. No, because guess what? That's an easy way to get cut off. And I got limits. So don't call me asking for $400. It's a hell no. My friends got $80 limits. And there's only one friend that goes over $80, and she know who she is. And I know I'm getting my money back. Shout out to my bestie out in Cali, because she know she's the only person besides my sister that can go over the $80 limit. And Morgan ain't asking for no money, so we ain't even got to worry about it. She ain't asking for no money, so ain't even got to worry about it. But the rest of y'all know your limit is $80. And if you don't pay me back, you won't be getting a loan from the Bank of Lex no more. Don't even hurt yourself or fix your lips to ask. The answer's no.
So what we're saying is, being grown is not an age factor?
It's not an age factor. It's a mindset.
There you go.
And I say it's a mindset because you could have been raised a certain way. Like, your mom or your dad could have raised you to have all these expectations and values to uphold, but in your mind, you haven't come to that. So even though you might be 30, you're acting at the age of 16. And certain people mature quicker than others, certain people don't. And I'm learning that I got some friends who are maturing slowly. Hella slowly. And I'm praying y'all get on the right track, because your life's going to shits. I'ma just keep it real. And I just want everybody to elevate, you know, be the best them they can be, get on top of they shit, start grinding.
Start setting goals.
Yes, you know, start taking these trips. You see me out here on the trips. Yes.
Think about where you want to be in the next 5 years.
Hey, I got a story for y'all. So, boom. If y'all know me, I have a favorite cousin that I go out with all the time. We went to Cincinnati. I ain't gonna name drop. She probably don't want her name on here. But we went to Cincinnati. Let me tell you something. I learned a lot about myself and what level I'm on. We get in Cincinnati at this mall. It was it wasn't even an outlet. It was a mall. We get to the Louis Vuitton store. Let me tell y'all something. Ain't nothing in this store in my price range. But Shorty walked in the store like she could buy the entire store. And this is when I knew I wasn't at the level I thought I was. We get in this store. The lady was like, yeah, this bag is $1,000+. This bag is $2,000+. The price just kept going up. Hell, I'm like, well, how much is the luggage tag? You know, it's got to be my price range. Luggage tag, $300. Put that bag, bitch. I can't afford it. I said, you got anything? How much is the keychain? Keychain, $150. Ooh, put that back. I can't afford. I said, is there anything in here? You know, $75, $80. She was like, no, I don't think so. But I can check. Don't hurt yourself.
That's not your store.
I said, you know what? I can't afford nothing in here. You want to know what my cousin hit me with? It's not about what level you own. It's all about how you save your money and prioritize.
That's true.
And I realized, apparently, this isn't something I want, because I'm not going to save my money and prioritize this into my budget. I'll stick to my Michael Kors and my Coach, because that's what level I'm on. I was told that if you can't afford to buy it twice, you don't need to buy it at all. And my thing is, I can't afford to buy that thing twice up in Louis Vuitton. So I'm not going to buy it at all. I'm going to stick to the Tory Burch, the Kate Spades, the Coach, the Michael Kors. Maybe, maybe a Gucci. I don't think I'm on that level yet either. But getting there, you know what I'm saying? But if I can't buy it twice, I ain't buying it at all. Because clearly I ain't got the funds.
Well, again, buying those things. Don't make yourself sufficient.
You can save and
prioritize and buy those things if that's what you desire. But don't buy them, and then you can't afford to pay your LG&E or your phone bill.
Well, Mama, you always told me to keep a roof over my head anyways, right, and to keep the lights on and the water on, because we've been where we were struggling before, and I don't want to go back.
That's right.
You feel me? The point is, like I said, to elevate. You want to do better than where you came from, and you want to try to do better than your parents, too. You don't want to do worse than what you grew up on. Let's be clear. If I grew up that way, the last thing I want to do is stay in that mentality and stay down bad and stay where we was not succeeding and didn't have lights and no water and couldn't pay rent. No, I want to be better than that. I want to be able to pay my rent and have lights and have water and be on time with my bills. Matter of fact, I want to get to the point where they can take it out the account and I ain't even got to worry about it. They just take it. I ain't got to look at it.
Right.
And that's one of my goals to get to. So, I'm doing fine right now, y'all. I ain't going to lie. I'm out here taking trips. I'm living the life I should be living. I could live a little better. And that's the goal, to live a little better. But I'm happy with where I'm at. I'm content. And again, that trip taught me that I'm content with where I'm at now. You gave me something to reach for. I ain't gonna lie, she bowed out so hard, y'all. I was like, damn, she got me wanting to get on top of my shit. This is motivation right here. I want to be able to do this right here. Just drop $2,000 on a handbag and not worry about it and be like, yeah, I'm smooth. What baby, she had, I was so frazzled, y'all. I started checking my pockets. Hell, I thought my money didn't run away. I ain't know what the fuck. Mm-hmm. I was like, ooh, I'm a broke ass bitch.
Thought you were on top of things.
I learned real quickly, I'm not.
Well, everybody has different levels.
And I'm not
knowing what level you're on.
And I know what level I'm on, and I'm comfortable.
And to stay within your means. Yeah. Try to reach that level, but you're not ready to do that.
And yet. I know a couple people like it. They living above their means or trying to, and they can't sustain it, but yet they want to sit around talking about how grown they are and perpetrate, right, like they really living this lifestyle, but you're not. Right. Your mom still takes care of you. The only reason you have a roof over your head is because of somebody else. You're not standing on your own 2 feet. So technically, you're not grown. It's still a parent to child situation, and yet you're getting upset because someone else is telling you what to do and how to do it. But if they're fitting your bills, or if they're helping you maintain whatever level you're at, then technically
they have that right.
They have that right. They have a say so. Mm-hmm. It's just like if Anaja gets 18 or 19 and I'm still fitting his bill, and he's still living up under my roof, then I have a right to know where you're going, who you're kicking it with, what times you're going to come back, where my money's going, et cetera, et cetera. Why? Because I'm still your parent at this point. I'm still taking care of you. I'm still fitting the quote-unquote bill. So until you can fit your own bill and don't have to worry about me, then this is where we're at in life. So, the takeaways I just want everybody to take away from this whole little conversation is, be better, elevate. Set some goals, set some expectations for yourself and your life. Figure out what it is you really want to do and do it. Make it a priority. But in the midst, don't lose yourself and don't try to impress others either. Do it for you. Don't do it because you feel like, oh, I got to do this because this, this, and this, or I got to impress so-and-so. Do it because it's something you really want to do, because when you really want to do something, you'll make it a priority and you'll find a way. It's a sink or swim.
Hopefully you're a swimmer.
I found out real quick I'm a swimmer. I'm a swimmer. Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming. I didn't sink. Yay. I feel like some of y'all, though, is about to get out here and sink. Y'all about to fall on y'all face, and that's okay. You know, if at first you don't succeed, try and try again. Keep trying until you're able to pull yourself out of the sand, the sinkhole that you've found yourself in.
But don't keep trying doing the same things over and over again. That's the insanity. Definition of insanity. Absolutely.
That is insanity.
And a lot of people do that. They keep doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting different results. Well, it's not going to happen. You've got to change what you're doing.
You do have to change what you're doing in order to have a different outcome. And I'm starting to realize that with relationships. I do the same thing over and over, so I need to change some stuff, which I'm working on. Like I had the conversations a couple of times with a couple of people. I'm a work in progress. I know what it is I need to work on and what it is I need to change, and I'm doing that. But as far as my work ethic and my career path and my child and my household, I feel like I'm on the right path. I'm on the right track. I still have a couple things I need to work on and tweak, but we're getting that together. Okay? Again, my cousin gave me something to look forward to. She gave me a goal. You feel me? It's up here in my mind, and now I'm like, yeah, I'm going to reach that. Yeah, I'm a walk in Louis Vuitton 2 years from now, mark my word, and I'm going to drop $2,000 on the bag and not worry about it. I'm going to be like, yeah, yeah, because I got that. I got that. And guess what? I can buy it twice, ho.
Make sure those bills are paid.
I can buy it twice and my bills are paid. I ain't out here bumming or asking nobody for nothing. Now what? Now what? Because, baby, she stunned so hard. I was like, ooh, Lord, I'm sweating. Get me up out of here. I learned real quickly. I'm on Michael Kors and Coach level, and that's it. Because I can afford to buy those twice. Mm-hmm. A couple of times, actually. Anyways, this has been another episode of Self Reflect with Lex, featuring the original OG, PJ, Double Dizzle, Scotto, whatever. My homie, my mama, love her to death. But only I can clown her, so don't try that over this way. Because you will get beat up. Anyways, we enjoyed this conversation. It's been another podcast, y'all. Peace.
Right now, no role models to speak of. Searching through my memory, I couldn't find one. Last night, I was getting my feet rubbed by the baddest bitch. Not Trina, but I swear to God, this bitch will make you call your girl up and tell her, hey, what's good? Sorry, I'm never coming home, I'ma stay for good. Then hang the phone up and proceed to lay the wood. I came fast like 911 in white neighborhoods. Ain't got no shame about it. She think I'm spoiled and I'm rich cause I can have any bitch. I got defensive and said, nah, I was the same without it. But then I thought back to a better me. Before I was a B-list celebrity, before I started calling bitches so heavily. Back when you could get a platinum plaque without no melody, you wasn't sweating me. One time for my L.A. sisters, one time for my L.A. hoes. Lame niggas can't tell the difference. One time for a nigga who knows. Don't save her, she don't wanna be saved. Don't save her, she don't wanna be saved. Don't save her, she don't wanna be saved.